USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, President Trump joining other world leaders in Portsmouth, England, one day before the actual anniversary of the largest amphibious invasion in human history. Queen Elizabeth, speaking at the event, remembered those who gave their lives that day.
Many of them would never return, and the heroism, courage, and sacrifice of those who lost their lives will never be forgotten.
The president will attend another D-Day event tomorrow in France. Private sector job creation slowing in May. The ADP private payroll jobs report shows only 27,000 new private sector jobs. That's the lowest since March of 2010. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Florida deputy who hid outside a Parkland, Florida high school while a gunman opened fire inside, killing 17 people early last year, has been arrested and charged with failing to act. Scott Peterson was the resource officer assigned to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, but a video showed him refusing to go in. Lori Alhadev lost her 14-year-old daughter Alyssa that day.
He needs to go to jail, and he needs to serve a lifetime in prison for not going in that day and taking down the threat.
Peterson, facing child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury charges, could get 100 years behind bars. A major immigration bill is on its way to the Senate now after passage by the U.S. House. The Democratic-authored bill aims to protect Dreamers, young adults who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. It's not expected, though, to even come up for a vote on the Senate side. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Mexican foreign minister is meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today as Mexico and the U.S. try to reach an agreement over immigration and tariffs. The Mexican president saying he thinks his country will reach a deal before President Trump's new tariffs would take effect. Trump has threatened to impose a 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico effective June 10th, increasing them monthly to as much as 25% if Mexico doesn't help stop the flow of migrants traveling through the country to the U.S. border. The Mexican president saying yesterday that there are signs from the U.S. that a deal is possible. A teacher's out of a job in Texas because of a tweet she sent in which she was simply critical of illegal immigration. At a hearing yesterday, the Fort Worth School Board voted unanimously to fire Carter Riverside High School English teacher Georgia Clark. The district investigated Clark after she sent a tweet under an assumed name to President Trump asking if he could do anything to remove illegals from Fort Worth. And a group of Boston residents catching some heat after announcing plans for what organizers call a straight pride parade this summer. The group calls itself Super Happy Fun America, and the three men who organized it say they're advocates on behalf of the straight community. They have a parade tentatively scheduled for August 31st, but haven't really gotten their permits for it yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.